The Bad and the Stupid. It's Monday, the 11th of May. Hope you're well. Had a fantastic weekend. It's what was meant to be Bank Holiday Monday, the 11th of May, but they switched it till last Friday for VE Day. But I did one on VE Day, so today is officially my day off because it should be the bank holiday. But I'm not. I'm doing one because I'm doing overtime for you, for your benefit, not for mine, because I'm not in the mood. I'm joking. Of course, I'm addicted to this. I'm doing it because I'm in a routine now. This has become my... If I didn't have this during lockdown, who knows what I'd be doing? Watching fucking soap operas, probably. No, I wouldn't be doing that. But that could be the very, very last resort when I get into fucking soap opera land. That really is a time to break the lockdown and just fucking say, sorry, this coronavirus... Coronavirus is worth the risk than over me becoming brain dead and watching soap operas for the rest of my life. But no, lockdown is almost, well, I don't know what it is, but we got a message last night from Boris Johnson on that we can go in, we can't stay out, we can go to work if we can't go to work, but only if we can get there via not going on public transport, even if you need to go on public transport. You can go on your bike, in your car, but try and keep off the roads. Drive to places you can, but stay away from everywhere if you must. It's like that was how everybody's getting confused by it today. It was pretty obvious in most parts, but the message to go to work didn't come in fucking... didn't come in... A lot of people wouldn't have been pleased to hear him say it's 7 o'clock on a Sunday night. Right, anybody who can go to work, you should go to work. And everyone's like, what, fucking tomorrow? Tomorrow? I'm not ready. I've fucking become institutionalised. Last thing I want to fucking do is go to work tomorrow. I want to listen to that guy's podcast. That's all I want to do all day long. I want to put it on repeat because that's the only interesting thing that's been on the TV or on the YouTube or on the fucking radio waves in a long while. No, but yeah, he's been saying people got to get back to work, but you got to give people a bit more notice than that, than fucking the very next morning. And what's happened? He said all that gobbledygook about staff transport, but people have got to get to work if they've got to go to work. And the queues around the tube stations were like fucking massive, and the tube was packed, the one picture I saw. So I tell you, there might be a spike in infections because they don't even know where it's not, you know, where the virus isn't yet, do they? They just said stay alert, so be on your guard, as if to say, you know, like you're going to get fucking... He's talking about being mugged by it the other week, and that's what's going to happen in that situation if you're in massive big crowds trying to cram into the fucking tube station. I tell you what, they wanted to use that as an opportunity not to go to work. Just say, fuck it, I can't get on the tube. I'm not going involved in all that. I've got asthma or I've got some kind of situation. Or I'm just fucking scared of catching a deadly disease. That's it. I can't come to work. It's whether they've told you that, you know, you're not going to get paid if you don't go. That's the fucker, isn't it? If you don't get paid, you don't go. Because they've said you can go. You're almost worth just walking to work. If it's 8 miles, walk 8 miles. Fuck it, get up earlier. Fucking don't stand in all that massive crowd. Unless you've got like a massive, big, proper gimp mask fucking situation. You know, like a... Or go dressed as like... what they wear when they go underwater. All that stuff, all them masks. Full on fucking diving suit and all that. Go to work like that. Or like, you know, with the gas masks like from the... I said before, it was a joke before, when somebody wore one at the tube station before all the lockdown. Now... Everybody should have one on if you've got to get the tube. They haven't said that. They haven't said everybody should wear a mask yet. They should do. That's easy then, isn't it? If everybody has to wear a mask, because the only risk is that fucking everybody's not wearing one. But if everybody's wearing one, then I guess I would go on the tube. I'd feel less threatened anyway. Anyway, so that's that situation. We don't know where the fuck... But they've said that the shop, nothing else is going to change. You can have more exercise, still go out and about. So that's good. I'll be out on my rolly boots later on, up and down the street, doing some fucking disco dancing with my headphones on, listening to Ricky, what's he called? Little Richard I've been listening last night. I'll tell you what, if you Radio 6 Tom Ravenscroft show last night on Sunday night on Radio 6 was all about Little Richard, and it was fucking brilliant. It was all night long, I was blasting it out all night long, and it was like fucking brilliant music. It was all Little Richard tunes, all people who was influenced by Little Richard, a lot of them that you wouldn't know. For instance, there was the David Bowie track that somebody asked him if what he wanted this tune to sound like, one of his producers or whatever, and it was what was it? Modern Love. And I like that tune anyway, but the producer said, David Bowie, how do you want the tune to sound? And he said, like Little Richard, like a Little Richard tune. And if you listen to it, it does. It's fucking bouncy, just like a Little Richard tune, rock and roll. And there's loads of other people they said that were influenced or did a tune based on a Little Richard track or whatever. So it was really interesting, really kind of informative. But, you know, I was pretty pissed, so I was more listening to the music, but it was fucking good. It was like, I recommend it. If you can find it on the internet, have a listen. But the good thing about Tom, right, it was really like, because he's a proper music lover and, you know, great supporter of new music, Tom Ravenscroft. And he did, it was him crying at the beginning of the show because he was like upset by the fact that it's been a load of deaths in music. Like Little Richard died, Tony Allen died, Ty, the British rapper, died of coronavirus last week, and he was only young, really young, and so that was like a shock, because the other two guys were quite old. And then there was a few other people that I forget off the top of my head, but what's it called, Ty did a great tune with Tony Allen as well called The Willing, so you can check that out if you're interested, if you're not. But yeah, the Little Richard things was fucking good though. So I tell you what, there's nothing better than cooking your dinner to Little Richard. I found something else now. That's gonna be on the. That's how I'm gonna be cooking dinner from now on, because you know, you're putting, you know, you're doing the cleaning and putting stuff away, but it's a bit more fun than fucking just doing it with no music on. So I was glad to catch it. Anyway, Barney the Dinosaur. Let's get on to something else. Barney the Dinosaur. That's, you know, that character is like a children's TV program. He's the bloke who plays him. He's got his own tantric sex business. Now, I've seen Barney the Dinosaur. I've never seen that guy before. And they showed a picture of him. He's a black guy. And I tell you what, I mean, Barney the Dinosaur's purple, but he fucking looked just like him. You can see that it's him. It's the eyes, I think it is, because he's got the same eyes. I don't know how they've done that, but the guy, I mean, you're looking at a dinosaur there and you're looking at a fucking good-looking black guy here. But when you put the two of them together, you're looking, that is the fucking same. You can see that it's this guy. I don't know what his name is. But he's got a tantric sex business. So now, I'll be thinking, I'll be having, like, how is it? I don't know what his part is with that. Tantric sex business. Is that? I didn't even read it, to be honest, but I don't know if that means he's giving tantric sex lessons, or whether he's fucking just letting people come and have tantric sex with him. So people can think they're having sex with Barney the Dinosaur if they fucking, you know, look into his eyes and they're a fan. So yeah, if that gets your socks off, or gets your rocks off, or whatever the phrase is, you can give him a call, because he's got a phone line. If he's got a business, he's got a phone number, and you'll be officially talking to Barney the Dinosaur. So yeah. Get on it. Get Little Richard on in the background. I'll tell you what, as well, I saw a Little Richard interview, a BBC interview, 1972, the late night lineup, and he's being interviewed on there, and he's fucking brilliant. He's like camp as anything. I mean, he just looked like a black Wonder Woman. He had a tiny little moustache on, but he had these like clothes on that, like, it was just playing up and just messing the reporter around, or just like screaming and shouting and enjoying himself. And I tell you what, he was doing that, look to me, stone cold sober. That's the kind of way a lot of people get when they're really, really pissed and having the best time of their life. That was just him on fucking normal number one. I'd love to see him on a number 10. But I tell you what, he'd be taking people out. He'd be fucking screaming and taking no prisoners, and he'd be like pissed, because obviously a number 10, he'd be pissed out his head, probably coked out his head, off his nuts. And he'd be like, right, a time to me to fucking tell you who's bossing this room. Because under number one, he was doing that. And he was like, at the end, he was saying he was going to be on a show with Chuck Berry. And he was going, they said that Chuck Berry might be closing the show. And he's going, no. Chuck Berry's not closing no show that I'm on. He said, I'm going to fucking fix him. He says, and if he does close it, you can bet your bottom dollar that the show's over after I've been on it. Because I'll have fucking... You'll be fucking shit after what I fucking perform and do. So that was confidence, a bit like Muhammad Ali, a bit fucking, you know, I'm the boss and that's it. Simple as. So yeah, check that out. Anyway, rapper 50 Cent has sold his 52 room mansion. I don't really care, but I've already pulled it out because he's got a 52 room mansion. 52 rooms. What can you do with 52 rooms? I'd have to just walk around the house. I'll tell you what, in lockdown, that would be perfect because it would take me 2 weeks to get around that. You could sleep in a different room every night and still we won't have got to the end of lockdown that we've done so far. We've done 46. No, so we still wouldn't have got around the whole of his house because we've done 46 or 47 days now. And he's got five more fucking rooms than that. That's ridiculous. I bet you what, his bathroom's better than my fucking bedroom as well. I'd want to sleep in the bathroom because it's like the broom cupboard. That'd be better than my bedroom. It would be at the minute, but fucking, you know, I bet he's got like, he's got a shoe cupboard, I bet, that's bigger than my bedroom. You know, and they've just got, they go in there and they've got like, on their crib programs, and they've got about a fucking 1,000 pairs of shoes. They're just like, it's just a wall of shoes. Brilliant. I mean, if you got it, fucking why not? But I don't see what 52 rooms are going to do for you. But again, you just got to fucking spend your money, ain't you? I bet it's like one of them with the tax. When the tax say you better spend some money, otherwise you're going to lose it in tax. And he's like, right, fuck it, get me another 20 pairs of trainers, get me, I don't know, 100 belts. I want a... I don't know, you'd end up saying, right, 50 fridges, 50 microwaves, but Brewster's Millions, innit? I've got to spend the money, I've got to spend it, otherwise the taxman's going to have it. I might as well spend it, otherwise, fuck it. Well, I'm going to let the taxman have it and fix up hospitals and schools and stuff. Fuck that. I want bling. I'm only joking. That's what people do, though, innit? They blow the tax money just to... make sure that it's never been a problem for me, unfortunately. Maybe I'll be that way soon. As soon as this podcast takes off, that's where I'm going. The only way is up for me, either that or it's going to be a fucking a very, very big down, collapse, smash, blow up. What's it called? Rocket smash straight into the ground. Blow up. That's it, I've said blow up. Explode is the word I was going to say, secondly, then. Anyway, we're not going to be any... I was going to say there's nothing going in the sky at the moment. There's no planes in the sky. There's no fucking hardly any planes. There are planes, but very, very, very few. And I thought it was going to clear up the smog and everything as it's been. So we're going to have a brilliant summer, all this fucking sunshine, because now we can go out a bit more and we can go out. I don't know about the dealers we're going on the beaches, because that beach will be fucking ram-packed. Down the Brighton Beach will be jam-packed. If they, but he said still social distance. You can go out, exercise, sit in the park, sit whatever. But believe me, if the sunny, although my next thing is going to put paid to that. If it's going to be sunny, the beach is going to be rammed because everyone is almost like fucking chomping at the bit to get out in the sun. But as I said, I'm going to put pay to that now because the weather is going to be ruined because the summer is going to be ruined by a cold shiver spell called the coldest. It's going to be the coldest June to August for 5 years. 1,500 mile wide Atlantic chill. So great. Just as we're going to come out, we're just going to be allowed out. All of a sudden, the cold comes. I tell you what, it's fucking with us up there. We've done something. England has done something in a past life that we're paying for, and every time we're going to come out and, like, you know, we've been out of the sun, we've been stuck indoors, we're near like amphibiously pale, and we're just like going to be crawling back out like Darwin's evolution, where we're going to crawl back outside to get some sunshine on our skin. now we're going to have the coldest June to August. So even if you go out, we ain't going to improve that. Some bed shops are all shut. So it's fake tan only. But then you're going to be like a woman who's put some fake tan on. And she's almost like brown. She's black. She's like almost doing like blacking up, you know, like fucking the faux pas fancy dress that is not allowed because it's classed as racist. She looks like she's done that, but she's not. She's just done a fake tan. What fucking strength was that one that she's put on? It looks like a proper mud mask, but it's permanent. So she's had to try and bleach her face back. So she's all right. She can go out and like everyone be like, "That fucking hell, where you been for like 10 years, because that must have been how much she's took to get that tan." She's tried to bleach it back off, but it hasn't worked. Fucking take your skin off it. They'll take that off and then take your skin. You'll end up being back to just eyeballs and bone. You know, like when you see the school biology things where like you're just missing the skin and you can see all the tendons and all that, and you can see behind just what's behind the skin. But you've all got all the bones and the tendons and whatever, and you're just like a fucking skeleton with muscles on and all that. That's what you'll end up like if you try and bleach your face. Take bleach to your face like that. So I certainly wouldn't drink it like Donald Trump has told you to. If you think you've got a cough or COVID symptoms, don't go down that route. So yeah, she's got white hands, so it's only on her face, but a pisser. Anyway, don't worry, because the lockdown's pretty much still... We're still in lockdown, aren't we? It's just a vague lockdown. Where am I going? Sylvester Stallone has said he will never kill off his boxing creation, Rocky. So Rocky's going to die when Sylvester Stallone dies, basically. It's good. Well, he's doing Creed 3 now. I haven't even seen Creed 1 or Creed 2, but I saw the last Rocky when he came back after 20-odd years. That was all right. It wasn't bad. Because it was going back down memory lane, wasn't it? All down to Rocky 1. And like Rocky 1 was my favourite out of the lot anyway. I can watch that over and over again. The others are a bit boring now, but the first one, you just can't beat that. It was almost like Saturday Night Fever was for the girls and Rocky was for the boys. It was like cool, you know, it was like bollocks. Screen's gone funny. It was just cool. It was just that kind of the music and the sort of, he had no money and it was like coming from nothing. The other ones, he had money and it was all that, so it was a bit shit. It's always better when somebody's coming from nothing and that kind of, because they're real, aren't they? Real people, you know, it's fucking, and they're living with it and they're with real people. It's when they fucking become money that they turn into fucking arseholes, or, you know, he didn't so much, but it's just like all the other people who come around you then, it's a different group of people around you, isn't it? Look at Tyson, all the people who had around him. Fucking hell, he must have had about fucking 50 people on his payroll. Everywhere he went, it was like fucking, you know, he needed a plane for all these people. He didn't even know half of them. And all of a sudden, they're his best mates, that Don King. He was just with him like that, with his hand out, running things, just saying, fucking right, there's yours, and I'll have all that. There's your share. Is all mine, like fucking, imagine like a poker table. His share was like the three little piles of, and it's still a lot of money, but that three little piles of money, and then Dunkin's was like, as if he's just fucking cleared the whole table. My, money, money, money. And he was rich as fuck. He just wanted it all. He got it all as well. Anyway, speaking of boxing, Nigel Benn, one of the best British boxers, one of the best British boxers, fearsome. And he apparently his son says that he pulls up alongside dodgy drivers and gives them the Nigel Benn stare. People who are trying to give him dodgy, trying to run, you know, driving, possibly driving dangerously or whatever. He pulls alongside them and winds the window down and gives them the stare. I bet fucking people are like, fuck, you know, that's Nigel Benn. Even if you're hard, you'd have to go, you know what, I'm going to sit this one out. Especially if you've been fucking giving him the two fingers and all that, or giving him the fuck off sign. All of a sudden you turn up and it's Nigel Benn. Because pound for pound, he'd be like a Tyson bash, he would. Even he used to knock people out. That fight against General McLennan was like fucking... Well, any of his fights were fucking... It was sparks flying, weren't they? So you certainly wouldn't want to fucking chance your luck anyway, because I reckon he's got a chip on his shoulder. Boxers always love to fight. They always love to bang. And he might even just tickle you just to... He doesn't want to kill you, which he probably would do. He'd probably just tickle you with, like, you know, a few little jabs around the fucking car park or wherever you are, jabbing you and, like, popping you and that, and then keep you on your feet so you can take more. You do that. Get a few rounds out of you. Make you, you know... He'd be loving it. Right, I think I'm going to finish up. What am I going to do on the last one? A collector paid £220 for a fake willy worn by a Roman soldier. Let's finish on that. An 18th century bronze model of somebody chewing her bum. Oh, I don't know what it says there. I've ripped the bit off. It might say chewing her bum. It might say something else. Something her bum. Anyway, but it was a 1.5-inch copper phallus from more than 1,600 years ago. So I wonder what he was doing with that, because he's already got a willy underneath it. So, fuck knows. But I know that all that, any older antique dildos and stuff like that, they sell for fucking money. So if you got any, and I'm not just talking about one of your old ones, if you're like an old person here now and you're listening, I doubt very much that you're in that age bracket. I'm not talking about your old sex toys from when you were young. I don't think they're worth much. They're probably just dusty and need to stay in the drawer, I think. But I'm talking about Victorian or before that. Their money. I met a couple once who bought some stuff off me, and they told me if you ever find any, you know, porcelain fucking dildos, because it was all like things made out of stone and porcelain and marble and all that kind of stuff. Things that wouldn't be very comfortable sexually, I don't think. This one's bronze. Again, if he was using it in sexual purposes, I can't imagine. And they'd probably heat them up as well. Heat it up so it's like a torture device or something or other. Anyway, each to their own. Stick to your Anne Summers stuff for now, if I was you. I don't think anything from this lock, anything that anybody's got in the house that they've been using during this lockdown period, that's not going to be worth nothing after a few weeks, because I bet they're all worn out now. The rubber's fucking been worn down to, you know, any handlebar grips have all been rubbed to fuck. That's what they're going to be like. So I guess these old ones were made to last. So that's why they're worth a bit. Anyway, hope you've enjoyed it and got your mind thinking on that last one. And I'll see you again tomorrow. See you later. Bye.